ACNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. we got a little farther going there. Anyway, my name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host, and I'd like to welcome you to Sovereign Mind Radio here. Today is February 23rd, 2013. I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Bob, our new... Well, he's not new. He's our trusted soundboard operator and all-around great guy. I'll have to eliminate that out of my script so I don't do that again. And, good morning, Bob.
you're only new once. This nobody wants it. Yeah.
We also have Arendelle...
Spindalala.
See, it's not that easy.
And he's in our studio, and he's going to be talking with us about healthcare. So with that, do you got any veterans events?
No, but I want to get, you know, let the people know out there that we were, we want to give them a thank you. We had the Wounded Warrior Project event with the AMVETS Ladies Auxiliary last Saturday, and it was a great turnout. The community came out and gave us great support. I want to give a special thank you to Linda and Carl Bott for their support and help with that event.
Very good. Okay, so let's see. The first quote that I want to do is whenever a man casts a longing eye at an office, a rottenness begins in his conduct. And that's Thomas Jefferson. With that, let's go to our video. I got a couple of quick videos here from Sound Money Campaign with regards to silver. Get a little silver update. We'll talk about Obama's Supreme Court case and what happened this last week. So go ahead and hit it, Bob.
Silver's use as money dates back to 700 BC, when the Lydians of Greece stamped their first silver coins. Silver, not gold, was money. It was used for daily transactions. In fact, today in 51 countries, the word money is still the same word used for silver. Silver during the 15th century reached an all-time high of about $1,200 an ounce, adjusted for inflation and purchasing power, since there were no actual dollars at the time. Silver's importance was crucial in the long-lasting Roman Empire, who backed their currency with silver, producing some 200 tons of silver each year by the 2nd century. Judas Iscariot was said to have been bribed with 30 silver coins. Muhammad wore a silver signet ring, and humans are on record as mining it as far back as 6000 BC. As Norm Franz wrote in Money and Wealth in the New Millennium, gold is the money of kings. Silver is the money of gentlemen, and debt is the money of slaves. Today, your dollar says Federal Reserve Note. But did you know that it used to say Silver Certificate, payable to the bearer on demand? Demand money as sound as silver. It's time to restore common sense back to humanity. Learn more at soundmoneycampaign.com.
Go ahead and key the other one up too, Bob. Just go right to it. And
Alrighty, number two is ready to go, Mark.
Alright, let's hear it.
Silver as an investment. Silver is more rare than gold. In 1950, there were 10 billion ounces of above-ground available silver. By 1980, it shrank to 3.5 billion ounces. And in 2012, it is estimated that above-ground available silver supply is roughly 1 billion ounces. To put this into perspective,
Total above ground available gold in 1950 was 1 billion ounces, and today it's estimated to be around 6 billion ounces. Recently, major coin dealers in the US have reported the demand in dollars for silver is now equal to the demand for gold. This means that for every 52 ounces of silver sold, 1 ounce of gold is sold. But remember, it is a fact that there is less silver than gold. When looking at mined and recycled silver on an annual basis, silver production is about 1 billion ounces. Gold is closer to 100 million ounces. So even using an in-earth ratio, we are looking at a difference of 10 to 1. The silver to gold ratio has come a lot closer in order to offset demand. Otherwise, we could be looking at a situation where a major buyer, like Sprott or China, does not receive all the silver they ordered. Learn more at soundmoneycampaign.com.
Okay, very good. That's just a couple of updates on the silver that I wanted everybody to hear. You know, one of my suppliers is, you know, basically saying he, in the last 48 hours, most or all of the available silver products have been wiped out. Expect delays on most items, and so forth. So that the supplies look like they're tightening up. One big major buyer, like that video said, and it might be very hard to get, or at the very least, the price is going to start rising. You know, we're starting to run out of silver, believe it or not. And so, why is it at 30 bucks, 28, and, instead of, 130 or 170, just based on the inflation factor, and supplies, it should be a lot higher. So that's the question you gotta ask yourself. Now, let's talk about a little bit about Obama and the Supreme Court, denied without comment Obama's eligibility challenge, last week, which was very interesting. In typical fashion, denied without comment the application for stay by Dr. Orly Tase. I believe she was on Carl's show on Friday. And, you know, sought to strip California's electoral votes from Barack Obama based on Article 2 eligibility, his forged birth certificate, forged Selective Service, and his Connecticut Social Security number included were affidavits from Department of Homeland Security Special Agent Steve Kaufman, debt collector Albert Hendershot, attesting to Obama's identity fraud. It is reported that the Supreme Court law clerks did not even forward the pleadings to five of the justices. As usual, the SCOTUS squatters, Sotomayor and Kagan, did not recuse themselves. No conflict of interest there, right? So they were appointed by Obama, so they did not recuse themselves from looking at this, and it looks like they didn't even look at it. So that's Noonan Edward versus Bowen, California Secretary of State. So there's no conflict of interest there, but, we got an update, past that. Tase continues to demand the Judiciary Committee to investigate the fact that 5 out of 9 justices of the Supreme Court never saw the case, supposedly heard in conference by the Supreme Court, and all 9 never saw the supplemental briefs filed. And, as 5 original sets of briefs were sent back, and all supplemental briefs were sent back and never docketed. So this is a problem, and it kind of tells me what I needed to know based on the Obamacare decision, that the Supreme Court really doesn't care about the law anymore at this point, if they're not even going to examine the issues and look at this to see if there's some, you know, something legitimate there to look at. So anyway. Okay, there we go. Okay.
Just a little bit of sound problem there. I was getting a hold of Bob over there.
Oh, okay.
They're saying they can't hear you very well, so I was wanting him to,
on
to
me?
Fix this. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. So we wanted to get that cleared up.
Okay, well, I hope everybody got most of that anyway. So I think we're about ready to go to our first break. And then we'll come back with our guest, and we'll be talking about the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, i.e. Obamacare, and anything the government tells you is probably exactly the opposite. So it's the Patient Non-Protective Unaffordable Care Act, in my opinion. So with that.
This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
He's a real nowhere man. Sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody.
doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me?
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Sovereign Mind Radio here in the North State. I was just kind of getting into that song. It's kind of cool.
Kind of drifted off there a little bit.
Yeah, maybe. I got up really early. I was up at 3 this morning. Maybe I need more coffee or something here. I think we got it brewing, so life is going to be good here in a few minutes. I wanted to tell everybody this from Sal, our gal, Raleigh Sally. And I wanted everybody who's interested to go to Petition to Congress. That's petition spelled out 2 as in the number 2, Congress, www.petitiontocongress.com. And there's a place to start an immediate investigation of Barack Obama's used forged ID and Connecticut Social Security number that was never assigned to him, according to E-Verify. And you can put a congressional petition together there for free and send it in. And I am encouraging everybody to do so, because we just can't let this keep, you know, going. I mean, there's too much evidence here, and nobody wants to examine it for whatever reasons.
So. Right, and we don't know who this guy is.
Yeah, who is this guy?
You know. And it's very important. I mean, he sits in the most powerful position of the United States and
the world.
Yeah, the world. And we're not getting any answers. So we definitely need to band together on this, folks.
Very good. So with that, let's get to our guests here. We've got Arundel here in the studio. And tell us a little bit about what you do, Arundel. And I'm not even going to try to say your last name, because that's just Bob's got it. Spindelalis. So anyway, we met you at the Tea Party a year or two ago. I guess it's been a while now.
Yeah.
Over 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we know that you deal in herbs and, you know, different things. And, you know, we want to kind of feather this in with, Obamacare, or, you know, sick care is the one. I have a little article here on this, the Patient, Care Act. And what this guy's saying is this comes in from oftwominds.com, Charles Hugh Smith. And he's saying that Obamacare, the neutron bomb that will decimate employment, like we really need to decimate the employment out there. And I'm not going to go through the whole article, but it talks about what the real problem in healthcare is. Our bankrupt U.S. healthcare system is deceptive, labeled, unhealthy packaged food, in a hurry, poor choices, dietary, sedentary consumer lifestyle, auto-eccentric, built-in environmental, non-conductive walking and by, to walk. It's not, you know, you're not exercising. The next one is I want a pill. But let's just get your background and then we'll kind of go back into
sure.
these. Go ahead, Aaron Darrow. Tell us about yourself.
All right, sure. Well, back in 1999, I got a degree in medicinal herbology from the College of Natural Medicine in, Orem, Utah. And I've been practicing since then. This is our second clinic that we've run. It's here in Redding. We basically opened the clinic up in August of last year. Doing very, very well. Basically what we do is we deal with all natural and alternative medicine, herbs, diet, things of that nature. And we deal with everything from skin to elbows to cancer. We pretty much run the entire gambit.
Now, when you say all natural, what exactly does that mean? I mean, is that like, you know, is that like buying a pack of chips, potato chips that say they're all natural? Or
right.
is it all?
Not quite.
No, we are actually very, very careful. Everything, we deal only with the whole herb. When it comes to the herbal medications, we only deal with the whole herbs. We don't like to deal with standardized products or extract kind of thing. We only deal with the whole herbs and they're either having to be wild-crafted or organic. We do our own, but we also work with another line of herbs that we have a great deal of trust in that has no fillers or anything of that nature. For example, a lot of people will take St. John's wort, and they'll find that, oh, it doesn't work for me. Well, the reason is they did a study on St. John's wort and found out when you get it from places like some of the big box stores, they did a study and found out that in some cases there was no St. John's wort at all in the capsules because it was all filler. Mm. So we just deal with the whole herb, and there's nothing else. There's no fillers. And natural otherwise means we also advocate better diets, lifestyle changes, that type of thing.
So how long have you been doing this?
Well, we've been in practice since 99. And like I said, this is our second clinic that we've run so far. And it's just been – we've been extremely pleased with the response from Shasta County. The people are so open-minded. Again, it goes back also in part to what you just read about Obamacare. We actually are beginning to get patients now that are being rejected by their doctors because the doctors won't take them on anymore because of what's coming up with Obamacare.
Yeah, this Obamacare is going to be an abomination is what it's going to be. You can just see the writing on the wall. I mean, you know, the number of businesses with employees is, you know, they're starting to cut back their hours. They're starting to lay them off. You know, they can't afford the health care. So, you know, the alternatives are going to be a must-have here, it seems like, pretty soon.
Oh, absolutely. I'm surprised at the response, happily surprised at the response. The people that are coming into the clinic, every day now are so open-minded, to trying different therapies. A lot of them show up as a last resort because they're tired of a pill for every ill and they're not getting any better.
So right. I was going to say that they're not getting any better. They know that there's something's wrong
right. And
they need to find a way to make the connection and get solutions that are alternative to the regular
right.
traditional.
Well, one of the main philosophies behind us is that we choose not to deal with our patients on an allopathic level, meaning on a symptomatic level. When they come in there, we tell them that we want to get to the root cause. For example, we could sell you willow and take care of your headache. What
right.
we prefer to do is let's find out why you're having headaches and let's fix it so you don't have to take a medication for the rest of your life.
Hmm. Yeah. And I can, I've seen you. My husband and I have come in and seen Arundel, and he definitely does a big workup. It's not like the regular medical doctor, you know, here's the prescription, go and I'll see you in 2 weeks. He actually, it's almost like a book that he gives you to
yep.
follow so that you can get onto the right track and help yourself out. And it's not stuff that you can't buy locally or
right.
you don't have to go anyplace special to get.
Well, it's like another thing that we like to say is we like to make sure everybody gets a kiss. In other words, keep it simple, stupid. Life is very simple. Let's just to be healed is really not that hard. It's just that people have not been given the education or the resources to do so. And our job is to put together a program and walk you through it that will take care of your conditions, even all the way to cancer we've been dealing with very successfully.
That's, you know, one of the bubbles here, because this guy's got these things and bubbles that are the problem on this article, you know, poor public health education in schools, universities, yes, and media, you know, and profit-driven pharmaceuticals and healthcare industry profits from illness, not health. So, I mean, we got poor education, and then we got the corporations that profit from you getting sick, not profit from you getting healthy.
Well, that's right. I mean, I've worked with a lot of people that their goal is, you know, outside of the clinic, their goal is to make sure that you remain a patient for the rest of your life. Our goal isn't, we tell every patient that comes in, our goal is, no matter how much we might love you, our goal is that one day you don't have to see us anymore.
Yeah, so you don't want me to come in there every other day?
Well, no, that would be fine. But if you are coming in every day and it never gets fixed, then either we're doing our job wrong or you're not following the program.
Yeah, I mean, I'm at the point where I just don't trust much of anything these days. It's hard to, because, you know, like the, I don't know what your take is on the, flu shots and these, these vaccinations, but, you know, I was told, oh, get a flu shot, you know, get the flu, you know, you can't get sick. Well, as soon as I got the flu shot, I got sick.
Well, the latest statistics just came out, what is it, yesterday or the day before, that, it's pretty much now with the latest flu shot that came out, the CDC just released that it's a 50-50 shot, whether it'll even work. They're finding that this is one of the most ineffective flu shots that have been released in the past few years.
I think it actually wears down your immune system over time.
It does. When you get a flu shot, you're basically bypassing the entire body's immune system. And so it leaves you wide open to the illness. We just deal with our patients on an herbal basis as a preventative basis, and they don't get the flu.
Yeah, I got the flu shot, started getting the flu every year. Pretty soon I started having bronchitis, and I quit 2 years ago now, and quit getting the shot. And then what I started taking was colloidal silver. And, now it seems like every time I get a little sick, I take the colloidal silver and I get better and I don't have bronchitis. And so I'm kind of sold. I mean, I'm not doing a lot of herbs or anything. I take some vitamins and stuff, but I'm trying to go back to the whole foods,
right,
in general.
Exactly. Well, Hippocrates, who is considered to be the father of modern medicine, he wouldn't like that phrase any longer. But he is the one that coined the phrase, let food be your medicine and medicine be your food.
I think there's a lot to that. You know, I've become a believer, you know, especially like on the milk stuff. And we talked about that with, you know, having Duvenvorden in here, Mark. And, you know, they're like, here, you can drink this raw milk and it will actually make you feel good, you know? And I'm like, no, keep the poison away.
Absolutely.
It makes a big difference. And, you know, that's part of what we want to bring to people is, you know, with everything that's going on in the economy, you know, we're talking about storing and stacking and being self-reliant. And this gives people an opportunity maybe to get some education or where, you know, where they can go for alternative medicine outside the box, so to speak.
Right. Well, not only do we offer the clinic as a service to the public, you know, and we work with whatever patient comes in. A part of what we do also is, again, what you just said, one of our main goals is education. We run free lectures throughout Reading throughout the month. We have one today. It's a free lecture on family health. We're teaching people how to deal with their family crises, be they colds or flus or fevers or measles or mumps or tonsillitis or appendicitis. We are lecturing today on how to deal with that and not have to pay out a lot of money to do it.
Well, I got I'll read a couple of little items here. I see this in the article here. He says that he calls it sick care. I see the response to this sick care as a corporate America strategy. Corporate America has the human resource infrastructure and financial heft to figure out compliance and exit loopholes in the insanely complex law. Small business has neither the infrastructure nor the financial resources. Small business owners will rely on the same cartels that are currently providing insurance for guidance. And, of course, the Obamacare offerings will suit the financial needs of sick care cartels. Yeah. So it seems like that there's a theme going here. And I didn't even know until a week or so ago, I was doing, reading some from, Paul Craig Roberts articles that he's saying that the ones that wrote it were the, health insurance, guys.
Of course.
Yeah, we thought that all just popped up in the back room there, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what happened.
So.
Well, we've got patients coming in now. It's just, it's very, very sad. They'll come in and they will literally fill my desk up with their medications. We ask them to bring all their blood work and all their medications and any over the counter that they have. And they literally fill up the top of my desk with all the medications they're taking, and we'll go through it. And the people today are being massively over medicated.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah. And of course that goes into somebody's pocket.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow. So
again, back to the money.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, follow the money.
Follow the money.
The rule of the day. I think we got to go to a break here anytime. So
yeah, before we go to the break, when we come back, maybe you can talk to people about how you got licensed in California, because it wasn't an easy process from my understanding. So if we could kind of give them a background on that, that would be great.
Absolutely.
This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
Where have all the jobs gone? This Sunday, our scheduled guest is Attorney James Otto, who tells us those jobs are still right here. Behind our backs, our government enables major corporations to fire 2 million American workers a year and replace them with legal foreign workers. We'll learn what makes this possible. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love our in-store deli with our no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Bakery fresh bread and, of course, our organic produce washed in our purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years. Family owned and operated for three generations. Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50? All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhart, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
guess we're back. I wanted to hear that rest of that song. That's The World Is a Ghetto by Whore. I got on that last night. I was up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, and my internet was out, so I decided to get out of the office and set up the program. And so we had no, you know, down here Bob's giving me coffee, and you know we're mainlining this stuff. You know,
we'll go out to Arendelle's truck and get some herbs and pop them into you. And
actually, I got them out there.
Yeah, you know.
I figured you would. Traveling doc, you know? Right. What more do you need?
We're going Oibo. Yeah, we had a call in, and we're supposed to now refer to Obamacare as the Obamacare or Obama healthcare takeover. I'm sorry. That's Terry.
Terry had another one, by the way. He said, don't refer to them as assault rifles, refer to them as sporting rifles.
So I shouldn't refer to Obama as the commander in chief, but the liar and thief. did I say that? I'm sorry.
Ding, 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 ding.
We got another attack watch, so.
Okay, with that. Before we went to the break, Arendelle, I was, you know, talking to you about how you got licensed in the state of California. I know there for a while, things like chiropractors, herbalists, things like that was not recognized, or they had a hard time practicing.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah. So if you could give us a little bit of background about that, that would be great for the people out there.
Absolutely. One of the few laws that actually passed that made some sense here in California was finally approved in 2002 and became effective in 2003. This is SB 577. And basically, it's the title of it was more or less the Fair Access to Health Law. In other words, certain individuals within Sacramento finally recognize that people in California should have the right to pick their health care practitioners. They shouldn't be limited to just MDs.
Right.
And so people were screaming and saying, I want to have access to herbalists, naturopaths, acupuncturists, the whole bit. And so California, SB 577 passed the law. 2003 it became effective. Which, for example, with my degrees, I can actually practice medicine in Canada and England and throughout Europe and in Australia, but not in the United States. So when California passed that law and finally it became effective in 2003, it allowed me to actually practice here in California without fear of the AMA coming after me. We just don't mess with each other. Prior to that, yes, it was very, very difficult. You could find yourself in jail. But since California has passed that law, New Mexico has now followed suit, and about three other states have also done it. So it's hopefully a good trend happening.
So they get it right every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing, because otherwise there wouldn't be people out there like yourself and chiropractors to the degree that we have them for another way of getting our health care and treatment that we need.
Absolutely. We couldn't use the words like a diagnose, treat, heal. We couldn't even use those kind of words.
Those are just like the politicians. They can't use the words like stop spending, balance the budget.
That's right. That's right. And I don't know what law is going to be passed to fix that.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Isn't that like some kind of federal law that on all of the health supplements it has to say something like this product is not intended to diagnose, cure, treat, or prevent any disease? Aren't they forced to say that?
That is correct. On a federal level, that's completely correct. And it's really sad because look at, like, say, Germany. Germany has their agency called the Germany Commission. That's their version of the FDA. They went out and spent millions and millions of dollars to research and study herbs. For example, if you go throughout Europe or England and you walk into a pharmacy there it's called a chemist. If you walk into a pharmacy there, half the pharmacy is pharmaceuticals and half of it is herbal medications. The Germany Commission, like I said, was their FDA. They researched all these herbs, scientifically, doctors and scientists and researchers, and found out, oh, these are viable. They do work. As an example, here in the United States, we have something like 61 million prescriptions a year for neuroleptic drugs like Prozac and so forth for depression, anxiety. Over in Europe, MDs, doctors over there, prescribe St. John's wort more than they do Prozac because they went ahead and did the research. They were willing to try and find out if it works, and they did. Whereas over here, it's very, very difficult to get that same kind of research promoted.
Hmm. There's no money in that kind of research.
Well, it's very hard to
regulate
a plant. And so what you have is then you have the pharmaceuticals that are saying, well, okay, we're going to take like the Hypericum, which is one of the chemicals in St. John's, and say, okay, we're going to extract that out of it and we'll make that a drug. And of course, now it becomes very, very dangerous. For example, digitalis. It comes from the foxglove plant, but in and of itself, it's very deadly. We'll stop your heart and you die. Whereas that's the way that they're hoping to get around it so that they can actually patent a drug. Whereas if you're dealing with pure herbs, you can't patent it, so there's not a lot of money in it for them.
Interesting.
Yeah, we have a question in the chat room. Are they recognized by insurance companies, herbalists?
It is beginning to happen. It's still far and few between. We've actually had a patient come in with their medical debit card, and it did work for a little bit. We think that eventually they got wise to what they were doing. But there is a rumor that there is beginning to become a growing trend towards healthcare in this area, and I believe it's starting to happen in California. One of the things that we do to help is we keep our rates really, really low. We are very inexpensive. I've been called the Mother Teresa of practitioners.
Well,
yes, and I know that for fact.
That kind of goes to, let me read a little more out of this article. What the lobbyists and attorneys who wrote Obamacare monstrosity do not understand, because they have no exposure to or experience in the real economy, is the fragility of most small businesses. Costs keep rising, but revenues are stagnant. The mental and financial stresses keep rising, and Obamacare does nothing to mitigate either source of stress. The inside the Beltway types who crafted this mess have no idea of the pressures of facing legitimate non-black market businesses in America, corporate and small businesses alike. Obama offers more incentives to corporate America to offshore operations, and it provides more powerful incentives to millions of marginal small businesses to shut down and shed all employees. Now, I mean, good grief. People just don't even know. So it seems to me that your business should start getting bigger. You're going to have to hire more people.
We are. Well, actually, I don't think I even mentioned that it's NorCal Herbal Studies is our clinic. We're right now on Victor Avenue. But it looks like everything's working out well. We're trying to move to a full medical clinic on Court Street, because even though we only just opened in August, the clinic is growing so fast, because we're having so many patients coming to us telling us that they were waiting for something like this to open up in
Shasta
County. Well,
you know, when you think about it from that aspect, Obamacare could be a great thing.
Well, for us it is, unfortunately, but I would prefer it not happen. But, yeah, we are actually seeing a boon. Like I said, we've got patients coming in because their doctors are beginning to refuse to see them because of what's coming.
And then we might actually have people out there that are actually healthy.
Right.
And getting better and not having a lot of problems. And coming to you
we actually have that. What we really love is when people come in when they don't really have any problems and they just want to make sure that they maintain their health or even get to the peak. And so, yeah, we have that as well.
Yeah. I was wondering if there was like, say, five different things that people could do at home, you know, whether it's garlic, blackstrap molasses, oils, and, you know, all things like that. Could you kind of give them a beginner list to have in their kit, their bug out bag?
I think one of the best things, obviously garlic is the number one. Garlic is, the nickname for it is Russian penicillin. A lot of people don't realize that 3 to 5 cloves of garlic is the equivalent of a dose of penicillin. Absolute dose. The difference is, so here you've got this broad spectrum antibiotic. The difference between it and most of the other, cillins, ampicillin, penicillin, and so forth, is that it does not target the beneficial bacteria, microflora, whereas the other, the synthetic antibiotics, they target everything and wipe it out as if taking a machine gun. So garlic is a number one. The other one that I would really promote high, and I think we discussed it with your husband, is apple cider vinegar.
Yes.
Apple cider vinegar. Can I tell that real quick story?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. As an example, I had one patient quite a number of years ago. He was, okay, keep in mind, 76 years old. All right, very poor health. He went to his doctor. The doctor said he had a 90% block in his heart. 90%. Doctor told him, going to have you go to surgery in three months. He called the clinic. He'd already been a patient before because of shingles. He came to the clinic. We said, okay, this is what we're going to do. And I knew he wasn't going to change his diet. So this is all he did was we had him do a tumbler of a glass of distilled water, put a couple of tablespoons of, like, Bragg's apple cider vinegar. It has to be the raw, unfiltered stuff, not the real pretty golden
stuff.
That
has the mother in it.
That's right. It has the mother in it. And you put a couple of tablespoons in that. You can flavor it if you want to, but they didn't need to. He did that 4 times a day, 6 days a week for 3 months. It probably worked long before that, but we won't know because he didn't go to the doctor. Until then, he went back to the doctor in 3 months. Just doing this alone, because apple cider vinegar has what's called malic acid. Malic acid basically roto-roots the arteries. He went back to the doctor. The doctor checked him out and said, well, we're canceling the surgery. You went from a 90% block to zero. Mm. Completely roto-rooted his arteries out. So that's a wonderful thing right there.
So you need the apple cider vinegar to offset the garlic in your...
Well, the apple cider vinegar will actually, not only does it clean off the arteries, apples are very high in oxygen. So they give people that take it. I had an 84-year-old patient that was taking a loop diuretic, highly aggressive diuretic. He eventually got off that. We got him on the apple cider vinegar. He was always very lethargic and sleepy. He was very unhappy with his life. Number 84. He went and did this. In 2 weeks, he called me and he said, I'm about to go out of my mind. And I'm going, okay, what's the problem? He said, I have so much energy, I want to jump over the back fence. Wow. That was just doing that.
Yeah, and it works good if you mix the garlic in. If you do the raw garlic in the vinegar, it makes it a little bit easier to get down instead of just...
That's right. And, of course, we also have pure garlic in capsules, so actually it gets digested in your small intestines, not in your stomach, so it doesn't come out your mouth.
Oh, so you're right. Yeah, because I was a little worried about that.
That's right. I mean, other things in your grab bag, I would definitely do willow, because willow is a great analgesic, it's a great... anti-inflammatory.
Yeah, people don't actually realize that willow
is that willow bark or willow?
Willow bark.
Willow bark.
Willow bark.
Is how aspirin was derived from willow bark.
Bayer aspirin in 1899 came out with the first aspirin for Bayer, and it was based on willow and poplar at the time.
So what did you do? Go out there and skin some willow bark?
You actually take a little bit of the inner bark, and you can make capsules out of it. You can chew it. You can drink it as a tea. And it works. It works extremely well.
Old Indian remedy there.
Yeah. Another one is something we have, two plants we have growing all over here is mullein. All right. We have the mullein. It's a big plant. It's a real big tall stalk with little yellow flowers and big hairy leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Mullein is a very good anti-inflammatory. It's also very good, and I've used it, and it's worked. If someone is having an asthmatic attack, you give them just a little dose of mullein, it'll stop the asthma right then and there, stop the attack immediately. Another plant we have growing all over here is plantain. Everybody considers it a weed. It grows all over here. It works wonderful for healing wounds if you're out there and you get bit by something or you get poison ivy, poison oak, or stings or scratches. Plantain is a wonderful herb for that. There's so much you can do to help yourself.
I know there's a lot of people that are growing stuff around here to medicate. Well,
That's right.
Not necessarily for wounds and everything.
No. You know?
I think we probably need to go to another break here real quick and get that over with. We'll come back and we'll finish it up.
All right. If you have any questions or concerns for Arundel, give us a call at 605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, a hop with the hop. You get the dispensation of elimination with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology. The Hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room-to-room it with a hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is as smooth as with the hop.
For calling B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business, and commercial real estate. Five-Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five-Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five-Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Hey, man.
Hey, like it. Want some?
Dave's not here, man.
Oh, watch it. Watch it.
Like, wow, man. Yeah. So anyway, we're back. Sovereign Mind Radio. I did this stuff at 3 o'clock in the morning. I guess got on a war thing or something.
Before we go any further, maybe we should let the people know, you know, you mentioned NorCal Herbal Studies, right. How they can get a hold of you, if there's a website or anything for them.
Oh, sure. Thanks. Yes. Yeah, www.norcalherbalstudies.com. And you can get us at 722-6728.
Very good then. Yeah, and I know he answers his phone, actually.
Yes, I do.
He personally will answer the phone just about any time you call him.
Well, we tell our patients that when you come into the clinic, there's a small fee, but once you become a patient, all phone calls, all emails are free. We have patients that call us every day, 7 days a week. We tell them if you have to, call us at 2, 3, 4 in the morning. Our goal is for you to get better, so we don't mind at all.
Which is awesome. You won't get that with a regular doctor, that's for sure.
Well, the sad thing is that the doctors are under such a burden with their insurance and the equipment, everything that they do. The AMA did a poll one time and found out that the average time, the most that most doctors can spend with a patient before they begin to lose money is 6 minutes. And we try to give our patients up to an hour and a half or two if they need it to talk
more.
To. Or more. Or more, yes.
Like some of us, 3, 4 hours later,
that's
we're still talking.
That's all right.
So is there anything that you want to really get out there to the people about herbs and oils or anything like that?
Sure, sure. The big thing is Dr. Christopher, he's world known. He founded the university that I graduated from. Big thing, one of his biggest sayings or cliches, it's my favorite that he said, is that there is no such thing as an incurable disease, only incurable people. I don't care what is wrong with you. I've worked, like I said, with everything from skin to elbows to cancer to autoimmune conditions. I've not found anything that cannot be cured. If you're willing to own what's going on and be a part of it, and we'll be there with you through thick and thin, there is nothing that can't be fixed.
Kind of reminds me of what my teacher said to me. You know, when I was asking questions, she said, there's no stupid questions. There's only stupid people.
That's right.
And you can't fix stupid folks.
That's right. Well, I tell our patients, again, there's no such thing as a stupid question, only the one that's not asked.
That's exactly right. I was obviously being facetious.
But it's true.
It is true. You know, I mean, you know, the questions are not the problem. It's the people who won't ask the questions to get the answers. And, you know, that's what we try to do here is we try to ask, cover the stuff that nobody wants to dwell into a lot of times, you know, not necessarily this particular subject, but, you know, we need to get, you know, this free speech is what exactly that is, to get that stuff out on the table and let's discuss the possibilities of making things better across the board. And I think this is one of them.
Exactly. Yes. Right. It's very important.
Yeah. So, what else have we got here? We got a few minutes left and, you got something, Bob?
I just got a heads up from Carl and found the story here. California Democrats have lost their veto-proof two-thirds control over the state legislature after the surprise resignation of a state senator from the oil-producing Central Valley region to take a job with Chevron.
Oh, shucks.
Dang it.
I hate it when that happens.
Do we have party music?
Well, it It may be short lived.
You bring me up and then you slap me down, Bob. Go ahead.
Nothing is certain, but it says with the two other Senate seats already vacant, the resignation of Senator Michael Rubio drops the Democrats down to 26 in the chamber, which is one vote short of their recently gained super majority.
Wow. That's going to be interesting to see what happens up there. I mean, of course, next year, it doesn't matter anyway, because according to Jerry Brown, we're going to be in a surplus.
We're going to have lots of money.
We're going to have lots of money, and the high-speed rail to nowhere is working. And I guess only because we're only $50 billion in the hole now. So I guess, what'll happen is it'll be like, the Zorro days. The Alcalde's here! Pay all your tax money, and we don't have Zorro anymore, so there you have it.
What I'm getting, it's interesting, looking at this article. Apparently this guy is a Democrat, but he's from a Republican district in the Bakersfield area. So there's no guarantee that this seat is going to go to another Democrat.
That's good.
A little bit of pressure.
And Governor Brown has 2 weeks to call a special election to replace him.
So that's how you get to Chevron. You get elected as a Democrat, and then once you get up there, all you do is wait for Chevron to call.
Yeah. Get a great position.
Because people caring about people.
Yeah, that
are the luckiest.
We won't go that far.
Yeah, so it's just unbelievable what's going on. I see that Bill O'Reilly did a thing this last week with Waters on Obama's uncle. Anybody catch that one?
Maxine Waters?
No. Waters World. Have you seen?
Would have liked to see that.
I usually don't watch it, but I caught a video, and they got Obama's illegal alien uncle, who's been in the country for like 40 years. He should have been deported like 20 times, drunk driving, all this stuff. So they're in there, and he's trying to ask him a question as to, does he think that he should stay in the country or something? And he's not getting special treatment because he's Obama's uncle or nothing, I mean, nobody wants to deport the guy. He's working in a liquor store somewhere in Chicago or someplace. I don't even know. But, boy, you can't make this stuff up. The world is just, I don't know. Anyway, we want to thank our guest, Arundel.
Yes,
have you got some more stuff that we – anything else that you want to get out there to the people that will be helpful that you think?
Well, sure. I guess I don't mean this to be self-promoting, but to go ahead and
– Sure, go ahead. Be self-promoting.
Well, no, go ahead and educate, like
terrible
I said.
Terrible capitalist.
There you go. Well, this is all for free. Like I said, we do – free lectures throughout the month. We've got several running in March. We've got a free one today at Holiday on Placer. It's all about family health, how to take care of your family by yourself, methods of healing your children, your husband, and your wife. And it's all for free. At Orchards, we're going to start on March 9th. We're going to have a Ask the Herbalist, a two-hour time when I'll be donating time at Orchards, where people can come up and get a free 5-10-minute lecture and consultation. And then on March 23rd at Orchards, we're going to be doing another free lecture on women's health.
Okay, and again, the website was www.norcalstudies.com.
NorcalHerbalStudies.com.
How much time we got there, Bob?
2 minutes, Mark.
Okay, so I guess we can wrap it up here. I got one of Ben Franklin's virtues that we should be practicing every week. This week's virtue is moderation. Avoid extremes. Forbear resenting injuries so much that you think that they did. I'm not sure exactly what that means. Forbear resenting injuries so much as you think they deserve. What does that mean? Resent an injury? To yourself, I guess, moderation. What does that got to do with moderation? Am I missing something here? Interesting. I guess
I think you caught everybody kind of like, oh, wait, flat, where'd that come from?
A little flat-footed. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess I should read these things before I put them on. oh, boy. So here we go. I don't know.
Next week we should have a guest in that's retired from Homeland Security, so we'll be talking about Homeland Security and immigration.
Oh, you got a hold of those?
Yes, I did. So she should be in the studio next week, and so that could be a good topic and that you want to listen in on and get some insights on that.
Very good. Anything else that we got? I know we're running or starting to tap dance.
Don't forget that, the Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m. at 2570 Bonneview. So come out and see us. And, I think this next week it's Diane Amber is the guest speaker, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, listen to We the People tomorrow, 8 to 10 a.m., right here at KCNR1460.com. You were born an original. Don't die a copy.
Yep. And we thank you again, Aaron Dell, for coming
in. Thank you.
In.
I appreciate it.
Go ahead.
Well, usually we take it right to the top of the hour. And once again, folks, here we go.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Linda. This has been Sovereign Minds. And Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel are up next here on Community Radio for the North State, KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Widespread government spending cuts kick in Friday if Congress can't get it together on a deal to reduce the deficit. President Obama, in his weekly radio and internet address, is warning of teacher and air traffic control layoffs and unpaid leave for 800,000 civilian military employees.
These cuts don't have to happen. Congress can turn them off any time with just a little compromise.
He wants more taxes with spending cuts. North Dakota Senator John Hoeven for the Republicans this week.
The fact is, Republicans in Congress right now will provide the flexibility to make the necessary spending reductions and address our deficit and debt instead of going through the sequester.
This March 1st deadline was pushed back from New Year's Day to give Congress more time to make a deal. The father of the girlfriend Oscar Pistorius shot, Barry Steenkamp, tells a South African newspaper Pistorius will have to live with his conscience if he's lying about thinking Reva was a burglar. He says he might someday be able to forgive Pistorius if that story is